Welcome to Mineral Alchemy, Grounded Expansion to Access the Heart, brought to you by Instituto Zillanen and Mineral Muse Sadie Cadlick. In this session, Sadie will introduce the properties of the crystal amethyst. Then she will lead an expansion meditation to bring clarity of mind and intention and an awareness to willingly open our hearts. It is our deepest hope that this session nourishes your consciousness with inspiration and content designed to align your body, mind, and spirit. We are here with you and for you.
And thank you all for being here today. Amethyst is one of those minerals that we all are probably pretty familiar with. It's one of the first kind of crystals that kind of shows up for us, right? Like, if you had to name three crystals, it'd probably be like amethyst, quartz, probably smoky quartz, rose quartz, something of, you know, within that. But amethyst would probably be one of them. I have these beautiful amethyst geodes behind me. So just, if you don't have amethyst with you, just look at them and really allow their energy and vibration to kind of flow through to you. And, you know, the theme for today within this grounded expansion is our inner horizon. So, you know, we've flown through black tourmaline, where we found the foundation and the grounding. We've, you know, embraced selenite's expansiveness and, you know, allowed us to kind of reach out and branch out. And then the smoky quartz has really nurtured us and allowed us to connect to both of those, bridge that energy, the energy between the physical and the spiritual. So now we're here at amethyst, and this is, you know, where we're primed to receive greater awareness, where we can really open up our minds so that we can open up our hearts. You know, so like smoky, it has, the base of it is quartz, so it's going to have quartz-like qualities to it, but they are enhanced in some way by the purplish tones. For those of you who are familiar with like the way that the colors and the energy centers of the body kind of correlate, purple is kind of this etheric energy. So we're seeing it here at the third eye, we're seeing it at the crown, and we're seeing it in the ether, the expansiveness around us. When we, you know, place amethyst on the body, it can be really nice to place it on the heart, on the third eye, or even just like on the crown. I think one, you know, if you have more than one amethyst, like we have a bunch of these little cute little babies here, it's fun to lie down on the ground and place a crown of amethyst around your head. It can be a very powerful experience, you know, really calling in the divine essence into your spiritual awakening. So when we think of amethyst, you know, for those of you who aren't familiar, I want you to have a moment just to, and for those of you who are familiar, just take a moment, maybe look at these geodes behind me or look at the stone that you have with you and just pick up your first impressions. You know, maybe look at them, close your eyes, take a deep breath in. Notice where you feel it in your body. Notice how your energy shifts when you hear the word amethyst. What does it call into your vibration? When you think of amethyst, what do you know? What about it feels familiar? What about it feels new? And really absorb all of that in. In any mineral practice, the key first is to reflect on how you feel, how you come to the stone, to see what it awakens within your energetic field. And from that awakened place, you can begin to interact and develop relationships with its essence outside of yourself, the way other people respond or feel. When you feel connected to that vibration, the vibration that is that purple light, that purple hue that's really lifting up the higher chakras. Take another deep breath, and then you can kind of come back into the space. And take a moment to jot down any reflections that you had, because I'd love for you to come back to them later. If you didn't have any, you don't have to worry about it, but just any first things. So today we're talking about amethyst as this crystal that is connected to our inner horizon. What do you think inner horizon represents? What does it mean? When I think of the inner horizon, I'm envisioning this internal line where consciousness begins to flow in, illuminating our internal landscape. So this is where the awakening of our spiritual and physical reality meets, and we can see everything that exists in that plane. It can be quite an intense experience. It can be quite magical. It really shows us everything that's there, the things that may be holding us back, you know, like our addictions, our limiting beliefs, the traumas we've experienced, also our gifts and the things that bring us joy. It's all there, existing within us. And sometimes it just needs that really bright light to be able to see what is inside. With amethyst connected to the third eye, so we see the throat and the heart as like the grounding point of the horizon. And then all that spiritual etheric energy from the higher energy centers are where that meets. Amethyst is, you know, kind of pointed here at the third eye, which is like the sun shining over the horizon. And so we see that and we feel that. We feel that opening. It's a very spiritual stone. And, you know, one of the things that I've noticed throughout, you know, my time working with amethyst is that it's the first stone that many of us are drawn to. Many of us, you know, are captivated by either the color or the shape, or it's something that's readily available in a crystal shop that we can really come to. And I think that there's some significance to that. You know, here we are in this, you know, day and age where our spirituality is challenged constantly, where we've been trying to come back to that spiritual experience that maybe we have lost over time. And connecting with amethyst is one of the easiest ways to redefine that relationship, figure out what is holding us back from really trusting that divine energy and inspiring us to embrace its guidance. It helps us develop that intuitive quality. And that intuitive quality is really the universe or source or whatever it is that you believe, you know, this energy to be, is what's channeling through you and helping you navigate everything in your life. For those of you, do you feel like you're connected to your intuition? Some people feel really intuitive and some people are like, I'm as intuitive as a stack of bricks. Some of the common, you know, relationships that we have with amethyst are its protective qualities, it's purifying, it's, you know, helps us with addiction. And I think all of that is really wonderful. You know, here it's a, you know, a stone that we can use to address those, you know, those feelings and situations. But what I think is really powerful with amethyst is that all of those that I just mentioned are really about living with intention and awareness. So amethyst is more of a stone that helps us identify what our intention is for our actions, for our life, for everything that we do, and how we can do that with more awareness, how we can do that with, you know, more consciousness, with more focus, and ensuring that our actions are in alignment with that intention. That's something most of us struggle with on a day-to-day basis. I think it'd be very difficult to find someone who doesn't feel like their awareness isn't drained or pulled from them in the different directions that we're constantly being thrown into, or the different ways that technology has expanded our stimulated mind. So amethyst really helps us kind of bring that awareness back inside to recall that what's there so that we can live with more intention, so we know what our intention is and how that can support us. To give more context into what I mean by intention and awareness, is it helps us transform our actions so that we don't feel guilt or shame. It clears away those emotions. And one of the ways that I see this kind of a great illustration is When you think about the things that you do that the next day you kind of have a little regret. So maybe you had too much to drink, maybe you spent too much time watching TV, or you didn't do your work when you were supposed to, or anything that you're procrastinating. So the next day you're like, I wish I would have focused, I wish I would have devoted some time to that. And suddenly you're feeling really guilty and shame that, you know, you made these choices and now you have to live with them. What amethyst does is it reminds us that if we do everything with intention, that shame or guilt is not there. That we deserve to be able to watch TV, to have the drink, to rest and work on things when that feels right for us. So what amethyst is really doing is it's asking us to pay attention to what we need to be cared for in our life. So maybe we're overworking and we're just investing too much time and we feel drained. So yes, watching a lot of TV could be cathartic and supportive and nourishing to someone. And giving yourself permission to do that is what allows you to enjoy whatever it is that you're doing. So it's bringing back the joy into our actions. It's allowing us to take pleasure in life so that we can live with joy. And when we have that intention, that joyful response, we're able to move and live with more happiness. You know, we're able to not feel so condemned. And it's easier for us to make choices in alignment with what we desire because we're choosing to do them and we're also choosing the things that nourish and allow us to rest. So when we work with amethyst, we are challenged to see how everything that we do, every action, every behavior, is an opportunity for us to invest in ourselves. I like to sleep in, so I love to be able to give myself that time. But if I'm constantly choosing things that take me out of that opportunity, and I start to feel drained in the morning, I start to feel guilty that I'm not waking up at, you know, 7 a.m. and doing the workout, the meditation, like all this stuff before I start my day. I'm not setting myself up to feel successful, to feel good in any way, shape, or form. And it can lead me to make choices out of guilt or shame. Like, okay, I'm not doing this, I'm awful. You know, the spiral of our self-worth starts to go down and diminish. And when we're really connected to amethyst, it's about kind of leveling up our energy. This is how I want to live. This is what really makes me feel comfortable and confident. So I'm going to make sure I structure my life. I'm going to make sure that I give myself those opportunities to do what feels right and to consciously choose them and not feel like I owe it to anyone else to do my life differently. I get to make the choices that direct my energy. Where our attention goes, our energy flows, and it's really important for us to, you know, have a conscious connection to where we're focusing. If I'm focusing on the ways that I'm not living in alignment, you know, it makes me feel frustrated. But if I, you know, make choices that are in alignment, then I can really feel empowered. And amethyst has this ability to empower us and to make us feel more capable about doing things that really resonate for our soul. Any other thoughts? If not, we can jump into the meditation. This one you can do lying down or sitting up, whatever feels most comfortable. If you lie down, I highly recommend placing the stone on your forehead. Otherwise, you know, if you have an amethyst, if you don't have an amethyst, you can just use the stone that you think might be it and call in the energy. And if you want to sit up, you can hold it, maybe hold it at the heart. I would suggest holding it at the third eye, but that can be a little bit challenging for meditation. So, you know, do whatever you feel called to do. You can just kind of have a light gaze towards the stones behind me. Just begin to settle in, letting your breath be slow and intentional. Breathing deep into the lower belly, allowing that deep breath to ground you, to connect you to your foundation. Tapping into the energies we've worked with before. Channeling the black tourmaline And then allowing the selenite to uplift through the body, creating a gentle structure within your energy and the intermingling of those two, allowing that smoky quartz essence to come in and nurture. And we breathe in this cycle, really connecting to that flow. We've grounded, we've expanded, we've nurtured. And now we are ready to open ourselves up to awareness. And we feel aligned with the breath, the in and the out, the expansiveness of the chest, and the rising and falling, the nurturing quality of gently being rocked by our breath. Just notice that space that you've created within yourself. Each intentional breath, opening, expanding, creating room. And in this moment, it is your long dark night. You might not be able to see anything, and that's okay. Just keep breathing into this place. Each breath, deepening your trust, really calling in the energy. And the deeper, more intentionally you breathe, you begin to pull in the amethyst energy through your third eye. At first, it flows in just a sliver. You can barely see it breaking across the horizon line. But each breath that you take pulls in more of that beautiful purple amethyst energy. And soon it begins to flood over, really cracking through. You feel it pierce through the third eye, like a bright sun rising over the horizon of you. And as it rises, the light slowly trickles down and illuminates all that's within. You begin to see all the parts of yourself, the pains, the joys, the excitement, the challenges and successes. Everything is all there. And the more that amethyst light begins to illuminate what's within, what do you notice on this plane? What do you see being illuminated? The terrain inside of you? This internal landscape of your own design. Use your breath to explore. Notice the first things that pop up, what emotions or memories demand your attention in this moment. And as you see all of them there, one by one being revealed, What do you feel? What do you see? What do you notice? What does it all mean to you? And keep breathing deeply through the third eye. Keep pulling in that amethyst energy, helping you see more clearly where your energy has been flowing, what parts of you have been neglected or forgotten, what parts of you are holding shame. And how can you readjust with amethyst support? Go beyond the surface. Let your breath take you to the depths of your soul, to see the roots of your experiences with more compassionate eyes. And identify what your intention is when you get up in the morning, in your relationships, when you come to work, when you meet a new face, when you make yourself food. Everything you do can be done with intention. What is your intention? And as you discover what that is, with the gentle awareness that amethyst provides, envision yourself living each moment with that energy. How much peace do you feel? How has your relationship to joy and pleasure changed? What is it like when you nurture yourself, recognizing that there are so many ways to do so? That you get to decide how and when and why. The expression of amethyst helps soften the heart space. It gives us the capacity to see what we need, what supports us. we are intuitively guided towards. Those energies and vibrations. So let your breath be deep and slow, intentional. And really ask Amethyst in this moment here and now, in what way could you shift something today that would change your life forever? Take a few more breaths in that, into that thought, into that revelation. And when you feel that inspiration woven into your energy, take one more deep breath. Move the shoulders, wiggle the body, slowly coming back. Maybe looking at the sky before looking at the screen. And take a moment to write down any thoughts you have on your intention or what Amethyst revealed to you. About what action or behavior or anything at all that you could shift or do. But I highly encourage just waking every day with the energy of Amethyst. One practice that I think is really powerful is to hold it to your head in the morning, just recall your intention, and then at the end of the day, really allowing your awareness to reflect back to you what transpired and how you lived your life. Every cell of your being, every action with that intention. And if your intention kind of was a little fluid, maybe not so, you know, strong throughout the day, just giving yourself a moment of grace, you know, and gratitude for trying, for doing your best. And go to bed knowing that tomorrow is a new day. You know, Amethyst, you know, really focused on addiction a lot of the times, and we don't realize the different ways that we are addicted. Self-abandonment is one of them, right? Like, there's all these behaviors that, you know, we don't realize are addictive to us. Self-deprecation or self-criticism, you know, like putting our needs beneath others' needs. Like, there's just so much that we do that we don't realize is, you know, part of our habit. We think addiction is only for, like, you know, substance abuse or what have you, but we forget that it's really more personal. And when we don't recognize the ways in which we are giving up our power to, like, outside of ourselves. So Amethyst is reclaiming that. That purple really kind of calls in our, like, the divinity, the royalty essence, right? Like, I am powerful, and I make the choices of my life, and I live those choices. I live those ideals, and I'm strong in them. And so I really love the way that the stone, like even just now speaking about it, I'm like, my thoughts are flowing and it's just going so much deeper. Wonderful. Well, it's been such a pleasure to share the energy of amethyst with you, and I look forward to tomorrow.
Thank you for joining us for Mineral Alchemy, Grounded Expansion to Access the Heart. We look forward to seeing you in session 5, where we will explore the crystal amazonite.